Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're still in the middle of the halachos of Netilas Yadayim, Simin Kuf Nun Tes. And we begin at the very top of the Omud with Seif Yud. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Im hita chavis malei yomayim. If a person tilts a barrel, he does it with his own hands, he tilts the barrel, v'holach v'yoshev lo, and then he goes away, and the barrel is still pouring out water all day long, v'achavis shofechis mayim kol hayom macham satayoso, and it's as a direct result of his tilting the barrel. This barrel has a lot of water inside of it. He's tilting the barrel, and the water is going to flow out all day as a result of his derech koach gavra. And then somebody comes along hours later, the nota yod of mimenu, and goes and puts his hands underneath there and washes netilas yadayim. Also lo netila. The Mechaber states this is a perfectly good netila according to the Mechaber. Now, there's a lot to understand here and to differentiate between why in previous sifim we said that if the barrel is tilted over, it's not a good netila. So let's look inside. The Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Samachay explains, Imhita. This is true that this netilas yadayim is good, even if the person who tilted the barrel is a totally different person than the one who's going to wash his hands. And the person who tilted the barrel had no intention for anybody to go and wash netilas yadayim to permit him to eat bread from such washing. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, shapir domi, this netila that the person will eventually come and do, this other person will come and wash his hands underneath the flow of this water, is perfectly good. Why? Because the person who puts his hands under there to wash them does have intention to do netila sedayim. And as we'll learn later in the shiur today, kamuva lekama besifu gimel, the kabavanas no stain, all no tail sagi, that as long as one of the two, either the one that's pouring the water on the guy's hands or the one who's having the water poured on his hands, as long as they have kavana for netilas yadayim for eating bread, so then this is a valid netilas yadayim. Sivkot no samach vav. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, "V'lo domi l'mashim avur b'sivtes." Don't think for a second that this tilting the barrel that we have over here is similar to yesterday's shiur, where we talked about a person who turns a spigot on and off in a barrel, and we said that in that situation, that only the initial pouring out of the water and not the subsequent pouring out of the water was considered koach gavra. Why is there a difference today? We said yesterday you have to redo the shvicha each time. And the reason is because there you didn't do anything to the water itself. What did you do? You unplugged it. You unplugged the spigot, which prevented the water from going out when it was plugged up. So now when you unplug it, the water that flows out initially and only initially is koach gavra. The water that flows out separately after that is not called koach gavra. And therefore, therefore, only the water that initially comes out as you unplug it is considered your koach gavra. And all the other water that comes out, unless you replug it again, would not be called koach gavra. That's why we said, yes, that you have to plug it, unplug it, in order to do the netilas yadayim. But here today, aval hocha, she'asa maisa beguf hamayim, when you tilted the barrel, that's doing a maisa on the water itself. She'nia osam, you moved the water itself, umachmas hatayaso nishpochen, and because of your movement of the barrel and the water inside, the water is now flowing out. As long as the water is flowing out of the barrel, this entire flow of water, even hours later, is considered coming from your koach. The issue foot number 67 brings down, why is this different than we had a few days ago if somebody poured water into a long pipe? So we said there only the first flow is considered koach gavra, and afterwards it's not. So he brings down over here from Mordechai Gifter Zatzal, because here he did it with the entire barrel of water. The entire water is coming from his koach. However, in the shofech situation that we talked about into the pipe, even though afshepo b'chol ha'mayim, though you poured all the water, nevertheless, b'komakom kosheino korv l'mokom ha'shvicha kvar pasak kocho, that water is coming with a different force. The original flow is coming from the pouring, but all the other force is not coming from the original flow. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sifkat and Samach Zayin. He writes that this is a very good netilas yadayim, also lo netila. So he says, look in the bir halacha, in bir halacha, shetov lahachmir bezelech hachila. That one shouldn't rely upon this, but one should wash the hands with other waters that he has available, if possible. Why is this so? So if you look in the bir halacha, dibra maskel, also lo netila, the Chavetz Chaim writes, The Mechaber over here just gave this as a stam halacha, as if everybody agrees to it. And many Achronim, in fact, agree to the way the Mechaber learns over here, including the Magen Avraham, the Elyeh Rabbah, and many other Achronim. So according to all of these poskim, there is no machlokis over here. However, the Vilna Gaon brings down, and with the Vilna Gaon, there's also the Marshal and the Rokeach, who say like this, as well as the Pshitas, the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Smag, and other Rishonim, who would disagree and say that there is a machlokis over here from the Mishnah in Yudayim. And since the Mechaber happened to pass like the Meikel opinion, but since there are many that disagree, so the Mishnah Berurah concludes in the Bir Halacha, as he did over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Al Kinir L'Chadchila Tov L'Hachmir B'Zeh. Ideally, to be able to say everybody, one should be Machmir. If there is other water available, go and wash your hands again. Of course, without a bracha, if you already made a bracha. As we said many times, that we sometimes will wash the second time over here, to be Yotzei L'Cholateos, but since you probably were Yotzei the first time, and your bracha, therefore, now would be a bracha of Atol, if you made a bracha again, you can always wash again without making another bracha. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Hakok Sherim Litein Mayim L'Yadayim. Anybody has the halachic right to go pour water on another person's hands for Netilas Yadayim. This is true even Afilu Cheresh Shot of a Kotan, even if these are people that are not a Bar Das. We know the classical Cheresh Shot of a Kotan are examples of people that don't have halachic mental competence. The Cheresh is a person who both was mute and unable to talk, and in those days that essentially meant that they were incapable of having das. Shot is a person who's mentally ill and doesn't have das. And a katan is somebody under the age of bar mitzvah who, by halachic definition, no matter how big a genius he is, doesn't have das. As well, somebody could have netilas yadayim done with an ovid gilulin or venida. And the Mishnah Berurah will explain momentarily why you had a have the meaning to think that these aren't good and why, in fact, they are good. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Samaches. He first brings down for the Cheresh and Katan, the obvious reason, the Einon B'nei Das. They don't have halachic das, they don't have halachic competence, and therefore, you might have thought that they aren't good, and therefore the halach is that they are good, because this is a Din D'Rabbanan, and we're makel over here that their das is considered adequate, even though they don't halachically have das. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Tes writes, Ovi Gilun Venida, he says, Avte Benota Yadayim L'Truma Osre Aydehim, in regards to the halacha of washing until it's a dying for real truma, so then they wouldn't be allowed to go wash your hands. Why? The Metamim Hamayim Bimasa, because a Nida or an Ovi Gilulim would be Metami, the water that you're trying to wash your hands with. Now, he points out, Nida is a Din Daraisa, V'idach, and the Ovi Gilulim, Chacham Gozru Aleim Tuma, just like a Nida. So these wouldn't be acceptable to wash until it's a dying for eating of truma. However, for Netila Sidaim, which is the Rabbanon, for Chulin, Benetila L'Chulin or Gozer, the rabbis didn't make such a gzera. The Eish Omer, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, there's another opinion, Mishum Dizbanenu Tomit Kol HaMayim Tmeim. He says, nowadays, it would be silly to be Machmi for the Nida and the Ovi Gilulim when the water is all Tomei anyway, because Shekulanu Tmei Mesim. Everybody who's going to wash your hands or pour the water on you is technically Tomei Mes, because we don't have the Parei Duma today. Therefore, the rabbis weren't concerned about this additional rabbinical problem with the pouring netilas yadayim on your hands for eating bread with chulin today. So therefore, they didn't make a big deal out of it that you couldn't do this for a truma. So therefore, they didn't make a big deal over here for chulin, because the hands are going to be tummy anyway. The water will be tummy anyway, no matter who pours it. However, he brings down that there are various achronim, and if you look in Sif Katan Samach Dal in Shaar Tzion, Chofetz Chaim says this is the psak achros hamogin avram, and the Graz and the Derech Chaim say the same thing, that one should be machmo over here not to have the nida wash your hands for you. However, Dir Shufut in number 69, he brings down from the Chazon Ish that doesn't make sense. Shalom Otzinu Mishach Mirzeh. He says, nowadays nobody is Machmir like this opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Because if you're going to be Machmir, so then how would a Nida ever wash your hands? Because the person who's going to wash your hands is also going to be Tomei Meis. So how would a Nida ever have her hands washed in this situation? So you're Machmir for this, and then you have to be Machmir for Tomei Meis as well. So he concludes that the words of the Magen Avraham, Tzorech Iyun. The Ramah now adds, however, there is an opinion, however, that the Ramah brings down, that a child under the age of 6, his das is so insignificant and so limited that he is the halachic status of a monkey, which we'll learn about in the next Sif in Yud Beis. And therefore, it would not be good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ayin writes, Hamavur Lekame the Yesh Posel, but there will be an opinion in Sif Yud Beis that says that a monkey who washes your hands is not a good Netilas Yadayim. V'hu mishum de katan because they ain't bodas klal. And that explanation is because the katan below the age of 6 is so mentally insignificant that he doesn't have any das at all, as opposed to an inferior das. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Vilna Gaon, however, holds the Ein L'Hachmir B'Zeh. We don't have to be Machmir and not to have a child less than 6 years old, if he washes his hands, not be a good Netilas Yadayim. He says it's not comparable to a Kof, the Ein Not L'Mimenu, which he holds that you can't have a kof, a monkey, wash your hands, but a five-year-old child could. Because the lav adamhu, a monkey is not a human being. The less kan koach gavra. And by halachic definition, that's not called the koach of a human being. As opposed to Mashein Kim Bezeh, this five-year-old boy, atein bo das, even though he doesn't have das, he doesn't have halachic competence, lo gara mishote. He's no different than a shote who also doesn't have das. And a five-year-old child, since he's a human being, would halachically define as koach gavra, and therefore it would be good, even though he personally doesn't have das. Sifud Beis, the Mechaber writes, im hakov, if a monkey, what's a monkey? The Rama says, pirush, min chaya, a certain type of animal. We know it's a monkey. Simoi belaz, and he says it's a simian, something like a monkey. No sin maim liyadayim, if a monkey were to wash your hands, you can train a monkey to do this. So yesh poslim, there is an opinion that says it's no good. This is Tosus and the Rosh. The yesh machshirim, and there is an opinion brought down by the Rambam and the Rashba that in fact would be good. How do we paskin? The Mechaber says, Venirim divrayim. The latter opinion that you can rely upon the monkeys is good. When we call Makom the Ramah, adds, however, Yesh lahachmir. One should ideally be machmir like the opinion that says that a monkey cannot wash your hands. Netila Sedai. Sivkot Ainalef, the Mishabur explains, the Yesh bo ktzaz das the tashmish. Because a monkey can have a certain level of understanding that he's washing your hands. You can train a monkey to do this. This is brought down in the Shaar Tzion, in Sivkot and Samachay, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Bekesef Mishnah Nistapek im Dafka Kof Mishum Devar Tashmish Huktzas. Is this specifically a din in a monkey that is a little bit more intelligent maybe than other animals? Or this would apply to any animal that can do Netilas Yadayim? The Chazon Ish in footnote number 70 of the Dershu footnotes brings down that this is specifically over here for a monkey. Other animals don't have the status over here, and it would be like a wind pushed the water on your hand, as if a dog were to knock over the cup on you, as opposed to a monkey who picks up the cup and pours Netilas Yadayim on your hand. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nayin Beis writes, there are those that forbid this, the Ein Koach Gavra, because this is not called at all having Koach Gavra from a monkey, it's not a human being. Ayin Gimel, Sivkot Nayin Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Machshirim, there are those that permit it, because they hold, Svirulhu, the Lo Bo'inan Shiva Yod of Rach Mikoch Nosein, because they hold that it's not essential that the Nosein, the one who pours the water and you have Das, as long as you have Das, the one who's having his hands washed, that would be adequate. How do we find the Paskin, Sivkot Nayin Dalid, Yesh Lahachmir? The Ramah had said that we should be Machmir. Mishnah Berurah says, Ubedi Yaved, Kosher. He brings down from the Magen Avraham that after the fact, if there was no other water available, so then your hands would be washed if a monkey poured water on them. He brings down from the Elya Rabbah, Kosev the Gam Bedi Yaved, Yachzavi Tobi Liracha. The best eitz is always to go rewash your hands again whenever you do get a chance to have water. Eldim Ein Lomayim, Yesh Lismocha Tilazu. But if there is no other water, the monkey poured the last water that you have on your hands, one could rely upon this Bedi Yaved. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ulechad Chilo, Yechavin HaNotel LeNetila HaMachsheres LeAchila. Ideally, the one who pours the water on your hands should have Kavana, Hineni Muchanu Mezumin, he should have intention that he's pouring it on your hands in order that your hands should have an Atila Sedayim that will allow them to eat bread. The Ramah adds, V'kavonas nosein nami moel afilu l'chatchila. And likewise, over here he says, the one who pours the water on you, his kavona is good enough l'chatchila. Afilu shelo kivin anoto klal. Even if the person who has the water poured on them doesn't have any intention whatsoever, but as long as the one who pours the water on the hands of the person who's getting his hands washed for netilas yadayim, that is acceptable. L'chatchila. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Hay writes, L'chatchilo yichavein, Magen Avraham kosav libsol af b'di'evid im lo kivnu klal. The Magen Avraham is brought down over here to say that unless somebody has kavan over here, then it's no good. The fact that an Atilas Yadayim was physically done is no good without a kavanah. And he says, Ayin Shom, look there for the full details in the Magen Avraham. However, L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra. Aval Gra hiskim kasovrim debelo kavanah kosher. The Gra holds that after the fact, B'di'evit. If nobody had kavanah, it still is good because an Atilas Yadayim took place. And he says, V'cheinu das rov harishonim. This is, in fact, the opinion of many rishonim. Or b'di'evit, b'vadei yesh lahakil. And certainly, after the fact, b'di'evit, you could rely upon this. K'shein l'mayim lito shein is k'dasim chabri. If you don't have an alternative to rewash your hands again, as the Mechaber had said, you can rely upon this. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Acha kach motzoshi shekein kosev b'mayim Mordechai. The Mayim Mordechai agrees over here that b'di'evit, it's good. Dishu foot number 72 brings down from the Chazon Ish, when should you start having kavana for the Netilas Yadayim? And he says, this is Kodem, Sheyotsu Amayi Meyakli. When you fill up the cup, you should begin to have kavana. I'm about to do Netilas Yadayim. And before you pour the water on your hands, you should have the kavana then, that you're doing this, L'shem, the mitzvah of Tahara L'Achila, that you're doing this to make your hands tar, to make your hands pure for eating bread. In Dirshu footnote number 74, however, he brings down that in regards to a bracha, if you had absolutely no intention that you're doing this for Netilas Yadayim, then you shouldn't make a bracha on this. And if a person washed his hands for whatever the reason, maybe he's demonstrating to somebody how to do Netilas Yadayim, then after he says, you know what, I'm taka hungry, so then he wouldn't be able to go and make a bracha in that situation, even if it was nimlach lecho mamish somach l'tila, even if it was right afterwards. But as long as he did the netila without having intention that it should be l'shem tahara for achilas chulin, he cannot make a bracha on it. It's good that he doesn't have to go and wash his hands technically again without a bracha to eat that bread, because he did accomplish netila shadayim, but he can't make a bracha on it. He brings down that this is the opinion of Rav Rishonim. Only the Rashba disagrees over here and says you need to have kavanah l'shem netila. And therefore, the Chazon Ish paskens that if somebody washed his hands, let's say to learn, he wanted to have his hands clean for learning or davening, and he was careful that he didn't touch anything with his hands that would make them tame, he could then rely upon this to eat later on. However, this only works if it wasn't for a very long period of time. And he concludes, L'chadchila roi l'hachmir kedasa rashba shetzorach kavanah l'netila. Ideally, one should be machmir over here like the Rashba, who says you do need to require kavanah for the netila. But if you did, in fact, have in mind to rely upon this initially, and your hands were clean, you could rely upon a bidyevit. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nayin Vav writes, Im hoya hanosin pachos miben sheish, if the person who pours on you was less than 6 years old, mashma yaposkim de'ein mo'ol kavana. So in this situation, his kavana is not considered a kavana. And while it would be certainly good, as we pointed out, if you had kavana that he's doing netilas yadayim for you, if that's the only kavana that he is having, that the netilas yadayim is a good netilas yadayim, so he brings down from poskim that that would not be good. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkatan Samach Zayin, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, what about a Cheresh and a Shota? Does this help or not? So he says, Tzorich Iyun, and the Chazon Ish, as brought down in footnote number 75, paskins that Bidiyevet, this would work as well for both the Katan and the Cheresh and the Shota. Sif Yudala, the Mechaber writes, Hit Bil Yodav B'mei Mayin, if somebody immerses his hands, a Tfilas Yodayim, into a spring, Afilu Em Bar Abayim Saw, even though there aren't 40 Saw in this spring over here, also Lo Tfilah, this is a perfectly good Tfilah. It's brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nayin Zayin, Hayinu B'chol Meimos Hanovin, this is good for any flowing body of water, Af Sheheim Nizcholin L'meirachuk, even if their flow started from far away, a river would still be good over here, it's a flowing body of water. Sivkat Nayin Ches, Afil Wein Bo Arbim Saw, and he says, the Arbim Saw, if it had 40 Saw, Pshita would be good, the Mahani. Afil B'Shar Meimo Sheinu Novin, this would be good even for regular mikvah, for do Tvilas Yodayim in a regular mikvah with 40 Saw is good, so certainly, Alachas Kama V'Kama, it would be good for a 40 Saw spring. However, there's one caveat, the Mechaber says, Kol Shemitzkas in Yodov Behen Bevas Achas, you have to be able to have both of your hands, that's a simple understanding over here, both of your hands able to be immersed in the water. So even if it's less than 40 saw, but it needs to be big enough that you can immerse both of your hands in it at the same time. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkat Nayin Tes, Ukamo Linyan Tfilas Kalim. This is the same din that's applied to Kalim, the Tfilah of Kalim. The Kaimulon, the Minor Matar Bakoshu, that if you have a machat, if you have a small needle, you can put it into a very small amount of flowing water, and that would be good if it's a natural flowing spring, even if it's much less than 40 saw, just enough to cover up the machat, the needle, so then it would be good. So to over here, kosher miskansibo, as long as it's covered up, the kosher came in tefillah d'rabbanan, that's good for tefillah d'araisa, so certainly over here for the tefillah yadayim, which is a din d'rabbanan, it would be good. And he says, "V'gam b'tfilas haguf nami." The same would be true technically for a tefillah of your entire body. L'kama poskim, with many poskim, ain sarach b'mayin arboim saw dafka. You don't need to have 40 saw in a mayan in a flowing spring. Ela kashir shiskas hagufo shall call adam l'fi mashu. As long as you could cover up your entire body, it would be good. V'aftalo kaimelon kain. Even though we don't poskim like this, we do require 40 saw for tefillah of a person. Akoponim b'tilas yadayim yeshloka. But one can be makel over here in regards to netilas yadayim. Dishu for the number 78 brings down, and in this situation, when you are Mako to allow such a Netilas Yadayim to be good, because we're Mako, because it's a Din Rabbanan, he says you're also allowed the Chatrila to go make a Bracha as well on this Kula. Mr. Burin Cotton Pay writes, the after kosher litadlan achasachas, even though technically you don't have to immerse both your hands at the same time, you can immerse one hand after the other, as we'll learn in Siv Ches, Shir Hamayim, the amount of water that you need to have, Tsarushu Ruin Litoblum Bivasachas. You have to have enough water that you can immerse both your hands at one time. That's a simple understanding. However, the Chazon Ish is brought down in Dirshu footnote number 79, explains the Shulchan Aruch differently. She'en kavanas Shulchan Aruch Shetzorach Mayim Bishir Shishtei Yodov Miskasus Bivasachas. He says, it's not that you really need to have enough enough water in this flowing spring that both of your hands could be put in there at once. He says the same halacha is true even if you only put one of your hands in there. But he says what it means is tzorich mayim bishir titiskasa kol hayad bevas achas. Each hand has to be totally immersed, because if you only immerse half the hand, then it's not called a proper tevilas yodayim. But as long as you can immerse one entire hand in the water, and then afterwards you'll immerse the other hand in the water, even though there's not enough for both hands to be immersed at the same time, the Chazon Ish understands the Mechaber as saying that's what he means, bevas achas. That concludes today's shir.